I don't say it was a smooth journey or I didn't face any hurdle or problems during my parenting, but yes, I can say it's an adventurous journey.
Pops in a pod. Pops in a pod.
Hey everyone, Peter Pop here.
Hi, and this is Nader Pop.
You know, Nader, last month we celebrated Father's Month and we had a great lineup of guests. And I want to thank all our guests that were part of it. I think it was great to hear everyone's stories and just hear various different aspects of their lives. Don't you agree, Nader?
Oh, completely. And I always look forward to Father's Month every year because there are so many interesting dads out there. And I'm so glad that year on year, we keep discovering all these new dads from different walks of life who have experienced such interesting things in their parenting journey. And they're willing to share with us, right? So whether it's Carey or whether it's Sahib who wrote his first book on fatherhood or just generally on fatherhood, right? Or Tuhin who talks about puberty and menstruation. And it's been such a great journey and helps us learn so much about these people out there.
Big shout out to also Roshan Abbas for joining us on the podcast. It was great to hear his story and just kind of get a complete different perspective from him. So that's all our guests. Again, if you haven't checked out the episodes, check out our episodes with Carey Edwards, Tuhin Paul, Sahib Sani, and Roshan Abbas. But wait, Nader, I thought we're done with Father's Month. What's this episode all about?
This is the first Father's Day episode that we put out in 2020. And to be honest, we didn't even know the relevance of Father's Day back then, right? And just out of sheer accident or whatever you might want to call it, we got this gentleman called Aditya Tiwari, who back then was known as the youngest single father, right? He had adopted a son who has the Down syndrome condition, and he took it upon himself to clear all these legal hurdles and all these legal formalities to ensure that he gets to adopt a child as an unmarried single person.
Yeah, and you know, just to put it into context, this was 2020, right? So if you go actually and listen back to the episode, I'll be honest, right? Nader and I sound very different. Our production was done far different. We actually sound, you could tell the pandemic was weighing down on us, right? Because we were like very introspective, very reflective. And when I was listening back to that episode, I was like, wow, you could really tell that we had been stuck at home and not met each other for like really long time. So that's something that could totally tell on the recording. But another thing is, I think, just as producers, just as podcast hosts, we've like changed so much over the last 2 years. So I thought it'd be great to just kind of revisit this episode. And one thing great about a parenting journey like Aditya Tiwari's is whether you listen to it in 2020 or 2022, it's still as impactful. So yeah, I think we've said enough and added enough context to this. Let's just dive straight into our chat with Aditya Tiwari.
Hi, Aditya. Great to have you on Pops in a Pod.
Peter, thank you.
Everyone kind of knows about your story and, you know, the journey that you've been over the last few years. And it's not been an easy one. I mean, both Nader and I could resonate it to a certain extent as parents. But how has it been, you know, in the last few years post the adoption, if you could kind of encapsulate that for us?
Okay. So post-adoption on... means from 1st of Jan 2016, I got the custody of our niche, legal custody of our niche. So for us, it's like a new world. And we started looking at this world in a different way. And the only aim was to make a meaning of this life, to use this opportunity what God gave us. So Avnish is the wonderful gift that I've received from God, and I'm very thankful for this. And I don't say it was a smooth journey or I didn't face any hurdle or problems during my parenting. But yes, I can say it's an adventurous journey. Because to have a child with special needs, so first I decided to understand my son, and means I want him to understand who I am for him, because he was an orphanage and he was around 2 years old when I got his custody and he was with me. So means I decided I will not do any experiment on him. Means I don't want him to be cured, and I understand that it's a genetic disorder. It's can't cure. Down syndrome is a genetic disorder. So better to enjoy with his extra chromosome he has. So from morning till night, 24/7, we are together and trying to understand each other. So there was a bond between us. That's the reason we met. And now it was a time that we are together. Everybody questioned us how you can do alone and it will be a challenging job. And we ignore all those negative part, all the questions and the concerns people were raising. And even eventually by days, weeks, months, we were comfortable with each other. And we were traveling to the different cities, states, and to participate in various events, conferences. So we were happy. Means I didn't face any challenge in upbringing him or at any point that I don't know what to do now and how to tackle the situation. Because I learned from Avnish, just keep trying and be patient, right? So miracles happen when you believe in it. So like the doctors said he won't able to stand on his own feet ever in his life. So he had two holes in the heart, one hole required immediate surgery, and there are another health issues. And I said, no, first I want to understand my child, his daily routine, and he should understand me, who I am for him. And slowly we work on his daily routine, diet, food, do's and don't for him. And like a typical child, means I was not doing anything extraordinary or different for him, because I consider him as a child and he is a child for me. He is my son. Yes, he has a special needs, but it comes later in my mind, or it won't come anyways, because I don't care if the milestones are delay or he needs more time or he is learning with his pace, because we don't now put ourselves in a bracket, log kya kahenge, what other people will think of us.
Right.
So initially, and from the first day, I used to talk with my son that what I'm doing, what I'm planning to do, and what mistakes I did. And I identified that he sincerely looking in my eyes and listening what I'm telling to him. So I believe that, yes, whatever I'm telling to him, he is understanding. So before taking any decision, I take advice from him. Because if I understand in a way that he won't understand, so he will not understand it. It will happen with everyone, even with a typical child.
Yeah, of course.
So it doesn't matter if he is a special need or not, a typical child. So from we started sharing everything, like at the same time wake up from the bed, then taking a bath, getting ready. I put him in a school when he was 2.5 years in a normal school, and school the authority asked he can't walk, so why you are putting in the school, ma'am, for a play group? What is the criteria for a playgroup? It's just a age criteria, right? And why you need a shadow for my son? Means what a 2.5 year old child can do in a class, how he can harm, right? Even the typical child may harm him, but he won't. So initially I have to sit with him in a school for a couple of months, and then slowly he started going alone and enjoying the company. So and it's by the time his heart hole failed automatically, and when he was 2 years, eight months, he started walking without any support, without any medical intervention or treatment. And I was learning how to take care of a child. And he's the one who is helping me to understand what is parenting. There are certain questions people were asking, like how you can give a love of a mother, or how you are doing, how you are taking care in terms of mother. I am the same person for him who met with him in an orphanage. So I'm not playing a role or any character of a father, mother, brother. Like in the morning, I am taking care of a father, and by end of the day, I am changing my role or character and taking care of him in a mother's way. No, I'm the same person. And the best part, he is enjoying, he is learning, and he is growing. So that matters to me. So buying clothes for him. So sometime it was a nice to do a shopping for him, and he also enjoys. And I allow him to pick whatever he wants, which color clothes or toys he wants. So sometime when he's going to school and I'm getting late for my office. So the pairs are always get changed, exchanged, and even the socks or the shoes he wore different. And I put him in a school. But the best part, he never questioned me that somebody had pointed out why you wearing the wrong clothes or socks or the wrong pair of shoes. So this is, he'd never complained me. Even I am learning whatever I cook for him, he ate. So he never complained. He never told me that you are not looking good, or you are not taking care of me in a proper way, or you have lots of problems, hurdles, or you always have a lack of time. No, he don't complain for anything. He just happily accepted, and he's teaching me how to explore the world, how to live the life in a different way. So whosoever I am, it's because of him. He gave me this identity, and he's the one who accept me. Because see, it's always a parent's requirement to become to have a child. It's not the child requirement first to have a parent. And so who the hell parents are to say no, we can't accept the child, it's because child is different. No, because you are planned the child. So it was my requirement to become a parent, and Avnish is the one who fulfilled this requirement and who accepted me even till now. So we are together from 4 years. He is going school, he completed his lower KG, and he has achieved his milestones. Speech is delayed, but he is learning. He's good in communication. He plays various instruments, and he holding a world record at the age of 2. When it's wow. It's difficult for a typical person, forget about the child, to hold a world record at the age of 2. Wow. Right. Okay. And
what
so
is this world
record? Happy child. So see, we are the youngest single parent in the world. So Avnish is the one who gave me this opportunity. So mine and Avnish name are there in the world record book. It's right. In the Golden Book of World Records. It's in the India Book of Records.
Right. So Aditya, I just wanted to, you spoke about parenting, and you've touched upon this whole journey and how you've also embraced this journey of parenting. And it's all thanks to your son, Avnish, right? But when did you realize that, you want to become a parent? Because I'll tell you where this is coming from. I became a father, in fact, both Peter and I became, fathers at the age of 31. I was almost entering 32. But you became a parent quite young, and that too, a single dad. So when did that thought come across that, forget the fact that I'm not married. Forget the fact that I'm going to adopt a child. How did that thought of becoming a parent so young and having that, confidence that yes, not only am I going to, adopt a child, but I'm going to sustain my journey of parenthood. How did that come about?
My journey is different, as you all know. So I never thought of become a parent. And whatever it's happened, it's in a spontaneous decision. I met with him in an orphanage, and they said nobody wants to adopt him. I said, okay, give it to me. So that was just a thought. So I never thought of to become a parent. I thought to help this child, and every child deserves a family. So just because he is a special need, so it doesn't mean he should be abandoned. So I thought just to take this child with me and enjoy my life with him. That's it. So parenting, even when I got the custody, and then I realized that now I'm a parent. So parenting was not in my mind. It just to get the custody of a child and live my life with him.
So one of the questions, immediately, just to follow up to what Nadir said, with both our wives, right? They had an entire 9 months when they were pregnant, and you know, there are ups and downs, right? There's times where you're ecstatic that you're going to be a father, or you're going to be parents. And the times where you're just like, as dads alone, you're just wondering, am I prepared for this? Am I ready for this? Right? So that's a traditional parent's journey where you have like 9 odd months or so. Yours, on the other hand, is a complete different journey to becoming a father. So if you could just like talk about the highs and lows in there, because there would have been certain times where you would have felt that, okay, tell me, am I ready for this? Am I going to do this? And at certain times you're like, you know what, no matter what, I'm going to get this done. So if you could just tell us or encapsulate a quick story through that, that would be great to hear.
Right. So yes, we heard a number of times. See, by birth, there are some programming is done in our mind. So when we make our mind, that is called a mindset. Yeah. So everyone say the woman bear a pain for 9 months and it's very difficult for her and then produce a child. So that is the reason we must give a preference to a woman, and she is the first, she is very close to the child, and the child, the first world child says, ma, mama, right? But in my case, I bear a pain for 18 months.
Which is something and that 18 months,
it's not only... it's the financial, psychological, physically, psychologically, mentally. It was like a torture because everybody was against you. You have to travel for 1800 kilometers almost every week. One journey cost me 7,000 rupees. I'm the only one who is earning in my family. I have to take care of my professional life as well as this adoption journey. And I have to write many emails, letters, and to all the national leaders to help me, support me for this journey, to stand in front of a couple of to stand in front of the hours just to request to the minister, just to please listen and understand my case and help me out, because I was not eligible to adopt any child in India. So this was an impossible task for me, what I want to do. So these questions like, I can do, I can be a good parent or not, I can take care of a child or not, it was not in my mind. Because my challenges were different. And I think those hurdles I faced, and now I compare the parenting, it's much easier.
Yeah, definitely. Because
everybody was saying, you are mental, you are wasting your time, money, and at the age of 27, why you want to adopt a child, special needs child? What do you know about the child? And I said, no, I want him. I don't care. And they said, this child has many health issues. I said, it doesn't matter to me. So yes, it was it means the 1.5 year, none of my family member was talking to me, and they were saying, ki, tum humara naam kharab kar rahe, and all that stuff. The emotional torture from the middle class family. So it's until I got the legal custody, and then everybody start appreciating. It was very difficult for me to, I didn't try to convince anyone, but yes, to stop all those tortures.
Aditya, you brought up a very important point in your process of finally getting the custody of your son, which was balancing your work with, you know, this very personal journey that you took up. And I'm sure that must be still happening, which is, how are you trying to balance your personal life and your work life? So was it very different while in the process of, you know, gaining custody of your son, and now perhaps it has changed and you've gotten to a certain routine? What was that like?
Yes, it was very challenging because, see, when you work in a corporate firm, so you have to perform. Yeah. You're not a government employee, that it won't matter if you go to office or not. Or I have to be in office for at least 9 hours. I have to complete all the tasks which is assigned to me. There are... media performance review, year-end performance review, and during that time I have to travel for thousands of kilometers every week, and see, those ministers are working on weekdays, so I have to work in office on weekends and make sure I will get the comp off, then travel by road and come back on time and continue my work. And during that journey I got the best employer award.
Wow.
So it's very difficult, but When I got the custody of my son, my manager was in Singapore, and he called me and asked, Aditya, only one question I have. How did you manage your professional and this personal life when you had so much of trouble and struggle in your life? So yes, it's not easy, and the reason means the people think if you are working, it means you have a good life and an office you are treating properly and you are earning money. But to be with a child, it's a very difficult job. So it's not, because there are times even during my professional career, I have a child with special needs. So getting an admission in a school and to make sure that he is treating well in the school and to take him to the various doctors for the therapies, that all is also required, and to work in a corporate firm, it's not easy. So there was a time when I worked under a person that I won't able to focus on my priorities and responsibilities because of the work pressure, because I have to work on the odd hours and sometimes stay longer in the office. But here's my organization. I work for Barclays. They are very supporting. And after a struggle for some time, and I got the opportunity to move from the project, but nobody knows about it. And they said, I have a happy life, and yes, everything and everyone is supporting, and we don't have any pain or struggle in the corporate, in the work life. No. So work-life balance, it's not easy to maintain. There was a time when we faced a mental torture, and but we have to work because you are the only person who is earning in the family. And if you won't work, if you quit the job just because not happy or satisfied with the project, with the amount of work, or because of any reason, so you don't have any option. You don't have a personal life. You are doing the work for your family. You are bearing all those pains, torture. It's because of your family, because you want your family must be happy, and because you are earning, and money matters.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Absolutely. I think that's a very good point. And in fact, I'm glad that you brought up your family support as well, because that's the next question that we had, that for this and throughout this entire journey, adopting Avnish, what was it like for your parents, and how did they support you?
Initially not, because nobody will support you for the decision to adopt a child with a special need as a single parent. It's never happened in our country before. But years after, when I got the custody, and everybody started appreciating it, and they said, you have done something good. And my parents also realized that, yes, you have done something good. Because in a middle class family, everybody is worried about what other people will think of you.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, sometimes media plays an important role, because media play a role to change the perspective of an individual. When it comes in media that we got the custody and became the youngest single parent, and this was a struggle, and Indian adoption law got changed, and suddenly everybody started appreciating my family members. So my parents also realized that I have done something good, and they start appreciating and supporting. So from the day, their perspective changed, and they were very happy and support, and they are the good support system for us now. And means Avnish also loves them, they also love him, and it's a good bonding between them and Avnish now.
Yeah.
So it's like grandparents and the grandson have a good bonding.
Yeah. So, you know, you rightly brought this up earlier. I mean, in both Nader and I are from middle-class families also. So we understand, you know, the whole thing of log kya kahenge, society and things like that. But, you know, one of the things every young man kind of faces in there is pressure on marriage. And now with this, how did this affect marriage prospects? What was the whole thing? How did that play out?
Yes, of course, because the parents, because we believe in our mindset. Okay. And I told you that the program is done by when we born, and the parents started feeding some data in our mind. And that is called a mindset, and we have to follow it. When the child born, they must be belongs to what gender, their names, by the names, by the name and the surname, child denotes to belongs to which society, caste, religion, then schooling, then college, then job, and then marriage. It's compulsory, right, for middle class person, and after marriage to have a biological child, and then the life goes on in the same way. So this is the cycle we are following. So of course my parents, they want me to get married, and I decided, okay, if I want to get married, so even I don't want to create any example that I got married and I adopted a child and I didn't got married, and my parents wants it. So I said, okay, fine, we'll do it, and we'll do it with a person who don't who already aware of it, and who don't have any concerns. I'm not looking for any support or to take care of my child, because I will marry with a girl, not with a mother. And the girl, a woman cannot feel a responsibility of a mother until she don't have a child, right? Nobody can, even not the man, forget about woman. So I'm looking for a girl. I am not looking for any support system. And of course, it's an individual choice to support, not to support, agree, not to agree. We cannot pressurize or force for any decision, because I have already made to adopt a child. So I got this. I got a life partner who supported for this decision and ready to continue the supports after marriage. And we got married, and I decided to do it in a different way. As I told you, that means after getting the custody of Avnish, we saw the world in a different way. So we don't want to follow the same rituals what my family society is following from hundreds of years. We decided, since the marriage is a new day, so why don't we celebrate in a different way? Why to waste money on my family members and friends? Oh, yeah. Friends who already have sufficient to take care of themselves. Why don't we do something for the people who need it the most, who don't have the food or the basic needs to survive? So at least we need to make their one day of their life. So we decided not to invite any of the friends and family members from my side. And we did it for the 10,000 parents, all were special needs. Wow. In my hometown, and we did it for the animals, 1,000 animals. Wow. We adopted a tiger because my son, he likes tigers.
Wow,
and we did a plantation. We gave medicines and other books, medicines as a gift to the all the 10,000 guests in my marriage. So we decided and we implement this. And again, this is the second world record we are holding. One of the unique wedding with the unique invitees in the world.
Very interesting. I actually didn't know about this, but it's unique, because you don't hear this typically. Someone doing this, because India, unfortunately, for the international world, means big weddings,
big and, fat, you know, Indian all weddings.
And then you have this side also, which nobody wants to talk about. So it's very interesting. And thank you so much for sharing, Aditya.
So it happened because of Avnish, because I told you we saw the world in a different way. We don't put ourselves or put in a bracket of log kya kahenge. So everybody was saying that you can't do this, mazak karo. There was no band baja barat, no sitting on animal, no traffic jam. It was just a marriage, and because we looking for blessings and wishes, not the comments and compliments for that day. And they said it won't work. Man, okay, even if. And we didn't look for any special muhurat, specific day for a marriage, because I believe 365 days are same. Human born and a death on 365 days. So why a certain specific muhurat or a specific day for marriage? And even if it won't work, so it won't work even if I do it on a special day. As simple as that. So yes, so the people is after coming again in the newspaper, and people start appreciating it, and then it's a world record.
That was your marriage, and it obviously had a very interesting journey. But after your wedding and everything was done, and when your marriage started, you know, when you, your wife, and Avni started living together, Did your wife take some time to kind of get used to the setup, of your setup with your son? And if that was the case, then how long did she take to, you know, finally settle in and then bond with Avnish? And what was that process like?
We don't feel anything like taking some time or not, because Avnish, by the time he started going to school, and he has his own routine, and we were training him the toilet, means we were giving him a toilet training that time when he was 2.5. So I was with him. I got the adoption leave from my company. So it was not a much time she took, and within a couple of months, she knows about it. Means what is routine, what food we are giving, and what are the do's and don'ts. So we didn't face any struggle, and that's a good support system now. Means there was no typical there was no misunderstanding. There was nothing. It's just like a normal life.
Yeah. So what my next question was, that now you're married, you have this nice family of three plus your parents. What are the prospects of having your own child, as you said, you're a biological child coming into this family? Have you thought about that, or you're happy with just one child and make sure that all your efforts and everything is put into a niche?
Sorry, but what to say about it? It means, how does it matter if I have Avnish and he is my child, and I don't think there is a difference between it. For me, it's adopted child or a biological child. I don't feel it. And we will have we are working for the many. Now I work for orphans on a special need, and for their rights to get the better life. And yes, we will get many children. We will adopt few more in a process already. So
okay.
I don't feel there's a difference between adoption or a biological child. Means even the people, they don't accept the biological child. That is the reason they are abandoned and orphaned.
True, of course. Yeah.
Right. So means, yes, this question many times people ask, and I avoid to give answer to talk on this because I feel it's a negative question.
No, of course.
Somebody can differentiate. Even the people, they said that me and Avnish, they look together, means look like each other. And if I don't say Avnish is my adopted child, nobody can identify.
True. No. So what I intended to ask was, do you see yourself expanding your family, extending your family? Like, because I'll be honest, the reason why we asked you this very specific question is both Peter and I, we and our respective wives, we come from a thinking that for us in today's day and age, I think it's probably best for us, at least the way, you know, our lives are and our lifestyle is, to have one child and kind of, you know, stick to one child. So I wanted to get your understanding on have you kind of planned your future in a certain way? Of course, Avnish is very much a part of your future. But do you see yourself, you know, expanding that family either through adoption or through, you know, your biological, having biological children? That was, so I wanted to understand your thinking behind that.
Okay. So yes, Avnish has many siblings, currently only four, but we will extend it to a few more.
Right.
So, I'm for the few child, I am a guardian. Okay, and there are the few who may join soon, and all are the different age groups. Okay, and yes, see, this is the common thinking that just depends on the earning. We shouldn't plan for a big family or only to stick to a one child. But what I feel, everyone has their own destiny. Means the child is not dependent on their parents. Unfortunately, we believe the parent are the god for the child, and they only can take the right decision for their future, for the betterment of them. So it's not correct. So I believe everyone has their own destiny. And if Avnish needs siblings, he needs a company of more people because he likes, he enjoys. So definitely, I mean, just because of the reason I don't have a good earning, or I don't give any excuse for this. So as soon as he's happy, I have to work on it, as simple as that. So to get at siblings for him, it just because to give him a company. I'm not looking for any support system for him, but yes, I want him to be with a good people. So, yes.
Honestly, Aditya, when Nadir and I were discussing before this, right? You're such an inspiration, not just to like people who are bringing up children alone, but also just normal parents also. I mean, it's such a great thing. And especially a lot of things that you've said, right? It's very against what we've traditionally known in India as parenting. So I'm really glad you could share your story with us. And all appreciation for everything that you do and are continuing to do, really.
Thank you.
You know, Aditya, also, it's so uncommon for fathers to kind of come out and do something so inspirational, because this is exactly the foundation on how we've built this platform and still trying to build, is to kind of give a very different perspective coming from a father. And I think you've put that in this huge gap I think this country is feeling right now. And I think you are one of the big proponents of change. And we really, really appreciate that you've shared your story with us. Thank you so much, Aditya.
Thank you.
Always good to hear Aditya Tiwari. It's great because we recently saw him in an ad for a bread company, if I'm not mistaken. And lovely, lovely ad. And very poignant, because that ad was released on Mother's Day, right? So I like that. I like that. So that's why we thought, hey, Aditya Tiwari has been on our podcast as well. And, you know, just what a great story, right, Peter? Everything still holds true. I mean, I know things haven't changed much in 2 years, but yeah, it's just great to listen to him and his journey and what he's doing.
Yeah, and I think it's truly an inspiration, right? I remember ending the episode last year in asking everyone the question, what does it really mean to be a dad, right? And I don't think in 2022 that's changed much. We're still kind of still defining what a dad is, right? And each year that question just becomes louder and louder, I guess, and more people becoming aware of it. But Aditya Tiwari, definitely an inspirational story. Just his entire journey to being a parent, right, is something that I think anyone, whether you're a dad, mom, you can definitely relate to and take away from. But that's all for this episode. As always, you know, if you've got a topic that you want us to talk about, you're a person who wants to share your story with us, get in touch with us at popsinapod@gmail.com.
Or you can just search for Pops in a Pod on Facebook and Instagram, and we are right there. We put up some pretty cool content sometimes, and of course announcements of our new episodes that release every month. So yeah, do check us out and keep listening to Pops in a Pod. This is Another Pop
and Peter Pop. See you guys.